Well, our moms think we're funny.
Alright, part two of reviewing comics off of the bad webcomic wiki. I almost feel like this was a mistake because, you know, we read the first one and it was, you know, it was underwhelming, but it wasn't, like, totally egregious. And then we came across a tale of tales here that we're in the middle of, and, whew, just hardcore furry porn. Like, that's all this is, man. That's all it is. It's like when Dennis was helping Mac and Charlie pitch their movie to Shyamalan. He was like, the difference with us is we show it. We show everything. Full penetration. That's basically what we got with this. So, oh. Oh, what's this? Got a box here. It says, from International Waters, the Somalian Pirates. Let's see. Oh, hey. This looks like Turk's finger. Yeah, that's Turk's finger. I'd know that anywhere. That was nice of him. You know, he probably lost it at sea while he was hanging out with them, and they returned it. So yeah, you know, not bad guys. That could have gone a lot worse. So I've got a decision to make here. We're at chapter 1.5 of A Tale of Tales, and you know, the Bad Webcomics Wiki has reviewed close to 400 bad webcomics. So it's like, we could spend a little bit more time on this. We could look at some of their other stuff. But, boy oh boy, I feel like people might question some stuff about me. If I keep falling down this rabbit hole, because we got, We got a full spectrum of fetishes just in the first part, so, you know. You know what? I'm going to take this shot here, and we will determine. Oh, you know what? Let me just move Turk's finger over here. It's kind of getting in the way of the microphone. Maybe I should put that on ice. That's probably fine. You know, I'm sure he'll be back anytime now. You know, if they're nice enough to send his finger here where he's sure to find it, then, you know, I'm sure he'll be back any minute. It's probably not a problem. Okay. Well, now that we're kind of letting the bottom shelf scotch take effect and surge through my decision-making faculties, I think we're going to read chapter 1.5. Chapter 1.5, The Dreamer. Not a bad artistic or stylistic decision to do white ink on a dark gray background. I've seen, you know, white ink on a black background, but never like white ink on a dark gray background. Not a terrible decision. That doesn't fix the quality of the structural issues. Oh, I didn't notice that in the previous chapter. I was too distracted being horrified by all this, but like, it seems like one of the characters has digitigrade feet and one of them just has kind of like normal feet. Those of you who don't know those terms within the furry art community, you are very blessed. You should thank God daily that he loves you enough to shield you from that knowledge. But let's go to the next page here. Awaken. Seems like this is just a way of them saying, oh, I don't want to like color a full thing. But, I don't know. Here we go. I don't know where the Bad Webcomics Wiki got the statistic that this was 30 to 40% porn. So far, we have had full-on tits and ass on every single page from page 6 on up, so. kind of interesting that all of these characters are also bisexual too. I'm assuming bisexual. I think we have not seen the last of the like bad dragon cock on the lady boys. So I feel like this is probably going to come around full circle here. I'm just not even bothering with any of the dialogue here. I just want to get through chapter 1.5. Art style is still just changing page by page. I mean, good grief. Okay, I'm now on chapter 1.5. Page 5. 1, 2. Panels 3 and 4. Like, look at how different that is compared to the other stuff. Okay, page 6. Wow, yeah, page 6, we've, like, yeah, all of these characters who were previously, you know, female characters sleeping with other female characters, now they're just all writing this hermaphrodite's wangus, so. It's like, there's no explanation or reason given for that. It's just like, yeah, okay, guess we're doing that now. We now have, like, here on page 7, a Mulan ripoff. Was that what these things are? They're red pandas? I mean, on page 7 here, the anatomy quality just keeps dropping. Like, that second panel, there is, like, no consistency to that anatomy. Okay. It's opening up with page 2. I don't want to do this anymore. Good grief. All I'm going to say as far as the opening of part 2 is that if they really wanted to be consistent with this character, she would have woken up with Morningwood, but, you know, she didn't. So I think that's all we really need to know about A Tale of Tales. Let's see what the conclusion is for the Bad Webcomics Wiki review. If you look at the shop for the comic, you can buy prints of Ferretta's artwork, including porny ones. You are not in doubt about what this Joker likes. Big titties, furries, furry dick girls who rail flat-chested furries. It's not that big a mystery. This comic has some legitimately interesting and original world-building. The idea of a world, the very reality, being in a state of perpetual shrinking from encroachment of the Vitrine. In every cycle they try and fail to stop it. Nothing has yet shown us leaving Finavi and Vix on a path that could actually stop it. There's no quest for a magical artifact or spell that'll fix everything, so the comic is mainly still just dicking around. Hey! It actually makes me yearn back to my brainless youth when I really liked Jay Newler's webcomics. Better days? Okay. Because he at least kept his porn separate from the main comic. No, Ferretta seems to do his comic. Okay, so apparently they're under the impression that Ferretta is a male. No, Ferretta seems to do his comic under the logic that if a dozen or so pages have passed without porn, then he totally needs to throw in at least half a dozen or so pages of porn, otherwise people will stop watching his content. On one hand, I can respect him not making a paywalled porn. Well, his Patreon has higher res versions of his FA porn. But I also mean that in comparison to Naylor, who made entire porn-centric story arts paywalled, keeping all your character development in one place makes it a lot easier to track everything. Still, part of me would really like to see a version of this comic with all the porn edited out, just to see the story on its own. At this point, 8 chapters in, it is more than strong enough to stand on its own legs without needing a cum-splattered groin to draw your attention. Yo, my new band is going to be called Cum-Splattered Groin. To this end, this reviewer does recommend this comic. I know this is supposed to be a bad webcomic wiki, and this comic does have its bad aspects that way around, but it is still worth a read. If you can manage to just skip past the porn or chuckle through it, at least Ferretta treats his female characters quite well, giving them both agency and power, instead of just making them cock-hungry fuck demons. Still, it's furry trash, so purge it with fire, but perhaps give it a read first and then purge. So that was an excerpt from the conclusion of the review as written by Webkilla in 2024. That said, I'm going to have to disagree. I haven't read all 8 chapters. I'm not that much of a glutton for punishment. I'm certainly a glutton for punishment, but not that much. But Webkilla, my guy, sorry, I was distracted. Apparently Space Vixen is another comic that Ferretta makes, but no, I mean, you're saying he respects female characters and doesn't make them come hungry cock demons or whatever he said. Cock hungry fuck demons, sorry. But, like, we just read the first chapter, and this female character is just immediately like, oh, here's a brand new person in our convent or whatever the fuck it is. And, yeah, I'm gonna start macking on her. Oh, wait. It's not a female, it's a dick girl, or a man lady, or a lady boy, or whatever the fuck the proper term is. Cancel me, I don't care. And then, so she's immediately like, oh yeah, even though, like, clearly I'm a lesbian because I'm macking on this character, yeah, go ahead and stuff that in me. Like, it's definitely, absolutely depicting at least that character as that. It does not make any sense. I did not think that was a good depiction. So granted, I only read, you know, a chapter and a half or whatever, but that first chapter, the art was not good. Like, I mean, to be fair, you know, it's this guy's opinion. You know, it's Webkilla's opinion. I think Webkilla does a lot of these reviews. That name is very familiar, but that's I missed this on the first thing. When you get to the rating summary, you know, we read that the genre is epic furry fantasy with around 30-40% porn. The defining flaw is that it's furry fantasy with 30-40% porn, so that's very, very funny. But okay. We've got a couple others that we can at least look over the review here before we do it. But, oh, wow, we're definitely going to have to check that one out. So, 30-something wolf. I say that we've got to look at this because, warning, the following webcomic is enraging. This webcomic is offensive to virtually all who read it. The subject material is so angering and in such bad taste that even through the protective filter of a review, it can ruin your day by pissing you off. You have been warned. Oh, wow, yeah. genre gag a day, defining flaw, absolutely cringy. This comic was brought up by Webkilla, who we just read his review of A Tale of Tales. And I, with what would prove to be a rather bad decision, decided to pop my cherry and review this fucker. Downfall. This is a gay furry gag-a-day comic that is hosted on both Coffee Sub Reddit and Telegram. It always sucked. Okay, well, I'm not going behind the paywall for Coffee. Reddit is, you know, we use Reddit for the podcast, and Telegram is nothing but a haven of pedophiles and child porn traders, so we're not going any the fuck where near Telegram. This comic is a gag-a-day strip centered around a 30-year-old self-identified autistic lesbian furry. Yep, we're reading this one. I also had the review pulled up for The Princess's Jewels, but holy shit, I am... Twitter, not doing Telegram, Coffee, Instagram, in the biography she says she likes to do bad jokes, she tells no lie, here's her TikTok. She publishes in r/furryIRL, her Reddit user. Here she posts 18-plus versions. Okay, that's Telegram. We're not doing it. Just commissions on her Trello account. Her Knitter account? What the fuck is Knitter? Toucan? Buhidier? What? Okay, let's just look at the Reddit and see if we can pull up the Reddit. Yes, we can! Alright. Posted in furry IRL. So at least we don't have some, like, epic... like, world-building shit to, like, try to sift through, where it's like Spinneret and A Tale of Tales. We can at least just, like, jump into this. Because it's gag-a-day, you know? It's like reading, reading Garfield or Marmaduke. You know, Marmaduke was never meant to be funny. So, okay. 30-something wolf. The art is very sterile. There's, oh wow, that banner picture. Webcomic creator 30-something wolf, Blue Harbor Creations fursuiter, she, they, 36, non-binary woman, pan-sapphic, no minors. So I'm going to have to approach this particular review from the filter of, you're 2 years older than me, so, whatever hate speeches I may commit in this particular episode, just keep in mind, you're 2 years older than me, so, you know, whatever I'm about to bring up, I feel like I shouldn't have to lecture somebody on when they're 2 years older than me. Welcome to my Mysterious Disappearance campsite. You can visit Mysterious Disappearance Lake or Mysterious Disappearance Forest. Maybe you'll mysteriously disappear or not. I don't know. Sounds great. I'll take a day pass. You know, where's the joke is my question. You know, without getting into just, like, the art style, obviously very, very influenced by Disney. I think your furry awakening was more like along the lines of Oliver and Company and All Dogs Go to Heaven, more so than, you know, a lot of people whose furry awakening was like Sonic or Disney's Robin Hood. I'm seeing a very, very Disney-influenced thing here. Like, I'm pretty sure this person has spanked the monkey to Zootopia. That's just spitballing. Oh, wow, their last upload was 4 months ago, so you're doing one four-panel comic strip every 4 months? Okay. Got a two-panel comic strip here, so they're not even doing a four-panel comic strip every month. They're doing, like, just a strip every every month. Okay, 30-something wolf, episode 64, sending the clowns. Crash, is it even necessary for you to dress up? You're already a clown? But now I'm a double clown, honk honk. Wow, good god. I mean, I feel like with a little bit of work, like, you know, sharpen up your inking, do something more with your coloring besides just perfectly flat coloring, and absolutely work. So, you're a furry, Zephyr Wolf. So this will not be egregious advice for you to follow or insulting advice for you to follow. If you want to learn how to make good facial expressions as a furry, seek out the facial expression tutorial from the Lackadaisy webcomic. Lackadaisy is fucking incredible. Beautifully, beautifully illustrated webcomic. That creator put together a tutorial on facial expressions. Absolutely life-changing as an artist. That will teach you things that you clearly need to know. And it will benefit you. It will... Oh, excuse me. It will very definitely benefit you. So, I don't know how many of these I can get through, honestly. Okay. So we've got episode 63, this character. You got, like, the tall lizard lioness character in a Star Trek uniform, and then you've got who I'm assuming is the main character because she's been in every episode. Sorry, Shite has been in every episode, just with a big pair of googly eyes over her torso region. And what are you supposed to be? The scariest thing I can think of, eye contact. It's always really rough for me to like acknowledge a comic when it's strictly like those are two short sentences. Like there's not like a setup, a beat, and a punchline. There's just a setup and an attempt at a punchline. I guess I should be reading these slightly in order. Episode 62, yeah, we're kind of doing this backwards. Maybe we'll jump down to, like, the beginning. Episode 62, Proto-Generated. How do you make cheesecake? Cheesecake was invented by George Washington in 1969. Preheat the oven to 5,000 degrees Kelvin and remove all socks from the chicken. I can't stand these AI-generated search results. These are just bad jokes. I could probably get over the pretty mid-tier art if the jokes actually landed, but they're rough, man. Oh, wow. I just scrolled down to, like, episode 40, and, it's way worse. It's way worse. Can't wait to get to episode 1. Just jumping down to episode 40. Episode 40 is Gay Bitch Juice. You've got a fox dressed up like Willy Wonka with a pride flag-colored, pitcher of, like, multicolored Kool-Aids. I call this very potent concoction Gay Bitch Juice, and she starts chugging it, and he says, wait, no, what are you doing? There's gotta be a chance here. There's gotta be, like, some opportunity where one of these jokes will land. Like, these jokes are just not it, Chief. I mean, I can clearly see the Zootopia influence. I think if you would ink with thicker lines or what have you, and just kind of, like, sharpen up your color theory, the artwork would be fine. It'd be totally serviceable. It wouldn't be great, but it would be serviceable. But, geez whiz, just the jokes just aren't landing. They're written so bad. Holy fuck, somebody... Okay. Okay, they posted, Fursona Inc. I thought that they had posted, like, somebody getting a tattoo of, like, one of her characters on them, and it's like, no. God, I'm just trying to scroll down. Oh, hey, we got an NSFW one, which is the only male character I've seen so far face-fucking a pumpkin. So, that's cool. We're not gonna get much further than that. Okay. Got a fursuit going on. Congratulations. We got another NSFW one, which, that's not NSFW. It's cringe as hell, but... Okay. Please. Oh, God. How far down are we? Episode 21. I just want to get to, like, the first few episodes. I like to review these things from the beginning. Oh, shit. Nope, that's as far as we can get. From 2 years ago. Okay, yeah. Episode 15. So we're missing the first 15 episodes, but you know, whatever. We're also, like, 30 minutes, just about 30 minutes into this, and I did not want this to be the only webcomic I reviewed. Drinking coffee in my 20s. I am energized to do all the things. Drinking coffee in my 30s. I'm just exhausted with a high heart rate. So I'm pretty sure that was, taken from a Facebook meme, so, you know. A lot of comments. This person is, very, very active on Reddit. Okay. Episode 21. Wow! So, we're only seeing from episode 15 to episode 21. That's crazy. Ooh, a wild corn dog. She's looking at cattails. Zeph, no. She bites into the cattail. Well, how is it? It tastes like regret. Puh. I mean, this almost makes me feel bad. Like, there's not a lot to say to this. Episode 19, Small Life. You got a 5'4" girl next to a 4'11" girl. So short girl problems, lol. And she turns and looks at the 4'11" girl and she says, fuck. Pretty sure that gag was taken from The Office when the farm girl was following Dwight around. Or no, Angela was following Dwight around while he was courting the farm girl. That's right. Episode 22, get the point. Toothpicks, huh? Let me show you how a real dog eats cheese. Then he stamps his ears into the cheese cubes. I can't take you anywhere. I know. Whew. These are bad. These are bad. Usually I can get a chuckle out of pretty much anything, but wow. Here's that NSFW one that's not truly NSFW. Careful, splashing around attracts sharks, and then big booty shark girl fetish fuel standing over her, and then we see somehow the shadow of her butt, but not the shadow of her tail. Oh no, I'm splashing around. I hope I don't get bit by a shark. Episode 10, The Mask. Oh, these are all posted out of order, man. Episode 10, The Mask. Are you sure you're autistic? You don't look autistic. You don't act like autistic TV show, man. Trademark. It's called masking, sweetheart. Oh, jeez. So how do you teach Christian about maxing, masking? It's just, it's like, it's disappointing because it's so close. Like refine your inking, refine your coloring, refine, like, how you approach facial expressions. It wouldn't be a bad art style, but then you get to the jokes and it's like, wow, I wouldn't even think that these were trying to be funny. Like, this is marketed as gag a day, but it doesn't even feel like it's trying to be funny. Okay, episode 11, The Snack. Hey, Charlie, can you pick up a cheese disc? A what? You know, a plate of meat tiles with pre-raisins and shortbread? You mean a charcuterie board? Yeah. Ugh, these facial expressions are super rough. 30-something Wolf, episode 16, The Phase. Sweetie, are you sure you're a lesbian? The character's talking to her they's mom. Being straight was just a phase, mom. Wow. It's just, there's no joke here. I guess we're just going to end here on episode 17, The Lift, before we move on to the next one. It's important to be part of a community that lifts you up. Now make me taller. All right, give me a second. Like, there's just no joke here. Like, all of this is like, the artwork is extremely sterile. Like, the artwork is just approaching being competent, and then it just, like, falls off to being bland, and then none of the jokes land. Like, I'm not even fighting a smile here. It just doesn't land. And, like, anybody who's listened to our Let's Watches know I'm, like, way easier to laugh than Turk. I'm way more prone to, like, being entertained by, like, terrible shit. But it's just like, oh, you're almost there. And then, like, all of your jokes come from, like, a Zoomer's TikTok or something. And, like, the jokes really kill it more than the artwork. But the artwork is, like, so close to being there, and then it's just not. But then, like, where it's so close to being there, and then you put on such a shitty joke, and it just falls through. And it's like, okay, yeah. I get why the reviewer said that this was infuriating. Okay, well. Well, I had the review pulled up for The Princess's Jewels, but we're not going to... just from a quick scroll, it looked very, very short. And it didn't have any of the warning flags, so, you know. Oh, wow. Niall Guns, warning, this webcomic will nauseate many readers. This can be for a whole slew of reasons, including graphic depictions of gore, grossly unappealing depictions of sexual behavior, offensive descriptions of sexual abuse, and so on. In any case, this webcomic, and maybe even this review, is not for the weak of stomach. It's still ongoing as of August 27, 2023. Genre, comedy, action, surreal, noir, technically also furry. Defining flaw, it's a total goat fuck. Richard Demodic Marchenko, Rogue Warrior 2009, in other words, everything. They did show a panel here. This just looks painful to look at. Very weird. Oh, this comic's on Newgrounds? This could be kind of weird. Come on. Where's the review index? I don't know if I want Niall Guns to be my my final review of the night. The comic in Metabang, the comic in Global Comics, the author's DeviantArt page. For some reason, they abandoned it after posting page 45. I guess we'll try Metabang, right? Nope, 404, page not found. Wow. Global Comics. Read from left to right. Okay, well, we've got that one. Niall Guns. But let's see here. So if you go to the review index, I remember making full use of this. Disgusting and raging, mindfuck, not safe for work, atomic bomb, douchebag alert, partially unmade, gone forever, which doesn't really help us, and rebooted. Let's expand the not safe for work. Oh. Come on. Give me something here. Open symbols, open numbers, or A through Z. You know what? I don't know how far we're going to get into Niall Guns before we run out of time on this episode. So what I'm going to do is use a dice roller to determine what we want to do here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times 1, 2, 3, 4 or so. Google, roll 1d28. Checka. 2. Let's roll that again, because that's... Two or five. We will give both of those a chance. So two is open numbers. 21st Century Fox, Six Gun Mage, or 30-something Wolf, which we just read, or five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is C. Here we go. We got anything good here? Camp Calamine is enraging. Candace and Company and Candy, Carlos Latuff Political Cartoons, which is Atomic Bomb and Raging, Carnivores, Mindfuck and NSFW, Cat 9 is rebooted, Cats and Cameras, NSFW. There's a lot of NSFW here. Cyanide and Happiness? Oh yeah, I forgot they reviewed Cyanide and Happiness. I didn't think Cyanide and Happiness was awful. Oh shit, we got one called Closet Coon. Chronicles of Loth. I mean, Cats and Cameras is kind of jumping out to me here, but let's see what... Let us see what Niall Guns is all about. So I went to the Global Comics one. I mean, it's very, very stylized. The anatomy isn't perfect, but like it's so stylized that I'm willing to keep reading here and give this a chance.
This is very, very painful to the eyes. All this yellow. Okay. We're on page 3. Page 3/4, I'm assuming. Daimonium Ex Machina. Chaos Accelerator Level 1. I mean, this is not, like, perfect looking or anything, but, like, it's very stylized. That's all I can really say right now. Oh, of course, the very first word out of the main character's mouth is fuck. So, you know, there's that. The day rings strange, weird, and bizarre. I've just awoken from a horrible nightmare, an evil experience I'd rather not relive. It fucking stinks in here. I don't recognize these underwear I'm wearing. Okay, you know, I don't recognize these underwear I'm wearing. So, okay, it's getting to the point now here on page 7, I'm starting to see how the stylization is working against it. Malice, you need to kill yourself. Find your favorite pistol, put the barrel in your mouth, and pull the trigger. It's going to be really funny. Think of it like a prank for the few people that know you exist. Get it together, freak shit. You only need to sound normal for one call. Okay. This is very trippy and psychedelic. Hello, is I, Malice, and no one else. Yes, this is Malvin P. Ice, also known as Malice speaking. I think I am organic. My interest includes things like not killing politicians, and I like things like football and nationalism and the free market, just like all of the free thinkers. Did you not hear what I said? I think freely. I'm a free thinker. I'm free. Freedom. Do you understand, idiot? Hey, Mal, your impression of a normal person is improving. You might be able to fool a comatose rock in another 5 ice ages. And he points the gun at the camera. Okay. We'll give this one more page turn here, but this is not holding up. I mean, it's very trippy and psychedelic. It's not something that I wouldn't continue giving a chance, but it's not, like, any kind of fodder for me to be funny, so, you know. Really? No, he's looking at something called Phone Sex City. You're pretty funny every now and then for a cripplingly mentally ill paranoid psychopath. I don't see what's so funny. Okay, yeah, we're gonna tap out here, but I will say, I don't hate the inking. I think the jagged ink lines kind of have their place. I feel like this would have been insanely popular in the 90s, early 2000s. This would have, like, been a crazy popular thing. But for what it is here, I get, like, it's a little bit incomprehensible. This is something that I would need to be able to, like, focus in on reading when I'm not trying to, like, be an entertaining webcomic host. Okay, let's check out some of these other possible ones. 3D! Oh, no. Oh, no! Oh, no! This one is, ripping off 3D World of Warcraft models to make a porno comic, so please tell me this is around. I don't actually see the comic on this guy's DeviantArt page. He's got a lot of photo manipulations of giant girls. We've got a lot of NSFW stuff that I can't view without logging in. Ah, piss off. Okay, well, so much for that. That was going to be Crew the Dwarf, but no way to view it. Okay. Well, we've got another furry porno one called Closet Coon, but I think we've looked at enough furry porn for one podcast. Overdose on showing male nudity and genitals. Yet, ironically enough, the author stopped short of showing actual sexual activities. Okay. They're showing a lot of example pages here on Closet Coon if you want to look that up. But, it's all gay furry porn. So, yeah, Closet Coon. We've already looked at enough, like, weird furry porn. But, I mean, not the worst art direction I've ever seen, but, definitely, definitely not one we want to go into here. Okay, we got another one with the cheesecake moderate NSFW warning. Chronicles of Loth. Well, this is no different than what we were. Well, no, that's not true. This artwork looks absolutely freaking horrendous. Maybe we can look at this. This just doesn't feel like it's going to be any different than the Spider comic. What was that one? Spinneret, yeah. First page of the character. It gets much worse when the characters start doing things. First page of the comic. Okay, so is Loth still around? Okay, so we may do Chronicles of Loth here. Or, let's see what's going on with Cats and Cameras. Cats and Cameras, Furry Comic Template C, version number 4. Furry softcore porn badly disguised as webcomic. Defining flaw, over sexualization. Every second panel is fucking. Yeah, see, we don't want to keep looking at furry porn. Like, I wish they would pull up a new random page. Wait a minute. They pulled up a new random page. I don't know what changed. Okay, well, we've only got like 14 minutes before we tap out here, but let's see. Okay. So this comic is technically... This comic is technically a manhwa, which is like a Korean manga? Yeah, South Korean comic or printed cartoon, which, you know, basically it's a manga. So this is supposed to, wow, this has all the warnings. Code red porn, it will nauseate many readers. It is a complete mindfuck, and it is enraging. It's called The Good Manager by Jacob Jones. Do we want to try to read this? It says start date September 19th, 2018. End date, when the FBI comes to shut them down, hopefully soon, but then that's crossed out and it says June 1st, 2019. So, it is a mind control fetish comic, but I'm just going to call it Wish Fulfillment Described as an Erotic Drama. Defining flaw, the main character's a rapist, so maybe we don't want to do this. Well, I scrolled down to the links. It says, links. If you're so morbidly curious, go look it up on Google, but seriously, don't give this comic any of your time. Yeah, no, this is all like, okay, yeah, we're gonna read the author biography in the conclusion here, and then hopefully we can, maybe go through some of the Chronicles of Loth, because we know that link's actually working. Papa Johnson is the person who writes for The Good Manager. This is all we know of him. Despite this, he deserves every bit of your scorn and hatred for glorifying and fetishizing rape. Mingu, no relation to Pingu the Penguin, is the illustrator of this manhwa. And again, as far as we know, this is his first time illustrating a webcomic. So hopefully once they're finished with this webcomic, they can move on to something less fucked up. Conclusion: The Good Manager is anything but a good webcomic. The art is fine enough, but that's all the praise this comic gets, and I doubt it even deserves it. This is a horrible webcomic to read for anyone with a sense of dignity and respect. The characters are either unlikable or slaves, and this webcomic not only normalizes rape, but the main character gets away with it by saying it's him being a good manager. Fuck that, fuck rape, fuck this comic, fuck the author, and most importantly, fuck anyone who gets off to this stuff. You're the reason people like them are still able to get work and not rot in jail cells for the remainder of their lives. I have sexualized and objectified women, made racist jokes, and done some really awful shit in the past, especially recently. But this is one path I dare not cross. So yes, this webcomic pisses me off, and if it pisses you off too, then I'm glad we could still be on the same page. Who wrote this review? Jacob Jones, original review author, Jacob Jones. Hey, Jacob, come on the podcast, man. Yeah. sounds like you'd fit right in. Well, I'm glad they didn't provide links, because I don't think I would want to spend the last 10 minutes of this episode reviewing that, but I like that his whole rant was basically like like Riley's rants in Boondocks. Fuck your tea and fuck the queen. Alright, yeah, we're just going to review the Chronicles of Loth. So, chroniclesofloth.thecomiccomics/first. Join me, won't you? Page 1, Chapter 0. Oh, they're doing that shit. From nothing, the world was created by powerful gods. The world has changed much over the ages. The gods set forth upon the world after their servants and disciples. Next page. Oof, that is some... I'm glad I picked this one. That is some god-awful art. The first to be born were the dragons. They were charged with protecting the lands and teaching other races. The elves and Treori were instructed in the arts of magic. Dwarves learned the secrets of craft. As the other races were born, the responsibilities were based on the elder races to help instruct the younger races. Okay. Very, very basic-ass Tolkien-esque stuff, but, God, that is one ugly, ugly goblin. All these, like, this is rough. This is, very, very rough. Okay, we're just still in prologue, I'm gonna skip. Still in prologue, I'm gonna skip. I don't care about this world building. The artwork is so bad, though. Oh, it's so bad. Chapter 1, your mission is highly classified. Okay. So first really major critique here. You have a dialogue bubble here, right? Like, this is the text from a word balloon, but it's like old English Microsoft MD or whatever that font is. It's like, it's not readable. You have to, like, kind of zoom in, kind of lean your head into the screen, kind of squint. Why not just use a basic Sans Serif font? Like, I would rather see Comic Sans MS than whatever this shit is. Old English MD? I think that's the basic Microsoft Word font package. Tink, tink, he throws a ring down. This will allow you to read the secret missions as they are posted. When you're unsure of your mission, travel to the Adventurer's Guild and seek the symbol upon the ring. Oh, whoa! Oh, that is bad, bad, bad art. Oh, man. I don't usually just bully artists. I always try to, like, give them the benefit of the doubt, point out what I like about it, give them some constructive criticism. This is just rough, man. This is rough. Oh, and, okay. So only Master Safael here is speaking with the Old English MD font. Oh no, they're using MS. Oh, they're using Comic Sans MS. I spoke too soon. I shouldn't have said I'd rather see that. I obey Master Safael. Yeah, this is old basic-ass Microsoft fonts. It's so scratchy, man. Like, this is... Whew! This is rough. Oh, that's a female? Finally, a mission worthy of my status as a count's daughter. council daughter. Sorry. Oh, I like that they didn't want to, like, do the Karl Barks Don Rosa thing and draw every coin of the treasure, so they just made it look like a yellow bush. The chick kind of looks like she's the same type of demon as Etrigan from the DC comics. Let's go to page 11. I like the little plush knight. See, I'm finding positive things to say about it, but... Man, you know, I didn't think I would have to say this, but maybe pencil your work before you ink it, you know? Jeez, jeez, jeez. Page 12. I mean, like, I want to end on a high note here. Come on, we're an hour and 55 minutes in. I want to end on a high note. Two weeks later, at the city of Biedid. Accursed travel. Only lesser creatures should travel such. Then a totally different character, I'm assuming, comes down here. Oh, yeah, we got a classic tavern scene. We can end on the classic tavern scene, because that's what good fantasy comics are all about. Cerebus open in a tavern scene. We're going to end this review on a tavern scene. What'll you have? Water and a bed for the night. Food served in my room. Will you be staying long? Doubtful. Okay, that's a weird thing. I think I've seen other people do this. I've never seen it in, like, a professional comic. But since she's off screen, they just invert the tail of the word balloon to cut into the eclipse. I don't like that. I don't like that. She's paying him in Boston baked beans, which are a delicious candy. She's paying him with that because that's their currency, and she's like, here, man. Buy yourself a good art style. Get yourself a decent inker. Oh no, he's a Redditor. Ugh. Top of the stairs, second up on the right. M'lady. Which one is the second? I don't know. Maybe, like, count the damn doors? Luxury quarters fit for a noble. And then the bartender is, like, narking on her to these, these guys with the weird blue masks. They thump up to her room while she's playing with her little stuffed night doll. And then she just does the whole vein in the head thing visible through her hair. I will be sure to recommend destroying this inn when I return home. Now, granted, we didn't look at, like, the lore, but, oh, wow. We didn't look at any of the lore. I don't know any of the setup here. I just kind of, like, skimmed through until I got to something interesting, but, like, I'm not sure why these guys are attacking her or what have you, but page 12, we've got our action scene, and, she blocks the first guy's sword without exerting any effort. She dodges the second guy's swing. She stabs him, and then she cuts his stomach open, and it looks like Kevin spilling the chili in the office. It's just, like, way overly rendered. But this guy's three facial expressions on the bottom, that represents every face that I have made throughout the past 2 hours. Like, my lord. My lord. So yeah, that, what that guy is feeling right there at the end of page 12, that's what I'm feeling. That is what I'm feeling. We have come across some of the worst of the webcomics that the internet has to offer. I think we got a pretty decent spread, a nice little variety. You know, saw plenty of furry porn. Saw plenty of, like, derivative manga art style. Yeah, this was interesting. Thanks to the Bad Webcomics Wiki. Full credit goes to, like, everybody who wrote the review. If I didn't, like, read the review writer's
name or whatever, like, full credit to them. Definitely check out the Bad Webcomics Wiki. If you are a glutton for punishment and like indulging in, like, really shitty webcomics, like, they're the place to go. You know, this was how I spent a lot of my downtime. The second job that I ever had was a very uneventful job, which I liked quite a bit, honestly, but I spent a lot of time just sitting and chilling in my office and not doing a whole lot. So I would entertain myself by looking through the Bad Webcomics Wiki and just finding the shit to check out. And like I said, that's how I discovered Chris Chan. So, like, this really brought me back. This brought me back a good... what? 10 years? Wow, God, has it been a decade already? This brought me back a good 10 years, man. Yeah. 9 or 10 years. It brought me back a while. And, yeah, I mean, I love this. I love this. I love finding just completely unviewable schlock and, you know, finding some stuff where it's like, well, that wasn't that bad, and then finding some stuff where it's like, oh, that was way worse than they said, and, you know, there were even ones where it was like, you know, comics that I kind of liked, but then, like, upon reading the review, it was like, oh, they make some really valid criticisms, so... You know, it's fun. It's fun. This is always fun. So, if anybody wants to finish reading Chronicles of the Loft, they certainly can. I think that guy getting his guts spilled open is more than enough for me. But yeah. In the meantime, I've been a Comey. You know, I guess now that I'm done done recording right now, I should probably go put Turk's finger on ice. Well, it's probably fine there. It's probably fine there. But yeah, this has been the Bad Webcomics Wiki. So hope you guys enjoyed that half as much as I did. Because that means that you enjoyed it less than I did, and that's really what this podcast is all about for me. Is I should enjoy it more than everybody else, and as long as I'm achieving that, then that's all I personally care about. So, yeah, I will catch you guys later.
All right there, folks, that was Our Moms Think We're Funny. Let's give them a hand.